following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, everybody. I hope you guys are doing well. My name is Jonathan. I'm the Family Ministry Director here at Refuge, and I'm joined today with my wonderful wife, Sarah.
Hello.
So, Sarah, we have been married for about
13 years.
We've been married for about 13 years. and I thought, hey, it'd be really good. You know, there are maybe people that have heard me talk or have seen me around the church, but I'd love to take a minute just to kind of introduce you guys to my wife. And maybe you can learn a little bit about her because we are one. Mm-hmm. Everything that is good about me, I can guarantee a lot of that flows from Sarah. Helping me grow in a lot of different areas.
And the same way.
Yeah, back and forth. So, you know, you got to know what makes up us. Mm-hmm. We are one unit together. And I thought it would be good to take a minute that you guys may know Sarah. So, Sarah, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yes. Well, we've been married for 13 years. I grew up in Orange County and moved to the mountains for the first 10 years of our marriage and became new wife, new mom up there. A lot of growing up happened up there for me. And now we are back down here and I homeschool our two children and I help Jonathan whenever he needs me. And I like to support and help and be there for him. So that's my thing.
Yeah. So yeah, Sarah, she grew up down here in Orange County and I'm from the mountains, lived up there for all my life. Mm-hmm. And I came down here and met Sarah for a little bit and pulled her up to the mountains. And that was a fun little journey.
Adventure.
We spent a lot of time in ministry together up there, being youth ministers, working at different camps. And really just spending a lot of time in ministry. And the mountains are actually really close to our heart.
Yes.
They really are. Nature, we love nature. Mm-hmm. Now, we're not like major
out. We're not like backpacking people.
Yeah, we don't go backpacking and rock climbing and all that.
It would be fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
But we do like to spend a lot of time outside. Mm-hmm. And we just heard, and this is kind of the encouragement for today, we just heard because it's Monday when we're filming this, that new orders have come down where a lot of indoor activity is being restricted.
Yes.
And we want to maybe say, hey, maybe that's not necessarily a terrible thing. Mm. Because there are a lot of things that are happening, I think, as people are going outdoors, mm-hmm. including our services here at the church, which are happening Sunday mornings, mm-hmm. now outside, Wednesday nights, now outside. Yes. And we're doing family beach days on Fridays at the beach, Tower 19. And there's a lot of great things that are happening with people as we are outdoors. We get to look out into creation. We get to hear messages, especially if you're here at the church, hear messages from the Word of God. And we get to kind of stare up at the sky and look around at outside, as opposed to being in a building under fluorescent lights, which I'm not normally used to, you know, as often. Or in doing ministry.
The distractions are less.
Yeah. So, and we wanted to kind of share this last weekend. We got to take our kids. Where did we get to go?
We went to Hatch, Utah. Hatch, Utah is pretty much the middle of nowhere. You can feel the silence when you go to Hatch. And it's an incredible feeling to just stand and all you hear is either the streams of water flowing or the wind in the grass. You hear horses and cows and crickets, and it's incredible.
Yeah.
It's relaxing.
Yeah, it seems like sensory wise, it is like it just your whole body when you get into a place that is just dead silent and quiet, and there's not a lot of noise. There's like this feeling, almost like a blanket that comes over you, and you're like, oh, this is peaceful. And to me, that's really important. Actually, our children's ministry here at the church, if you've been back here, we've tried to design a lot of things to reflect nature in a fun way here in the children's ministry. And it's important that we spend time in nature because nature is the picture book for the Bible. And when you are in nature and you're reading your scriptures and you're reflecting upon the words that they say, it kind of gives you, I don't know, maybe another dimension of understanding scripture that you're not used to. Like when you're reading about a stream, and if you're sitting next to a stream, you start to realize like the biblical authors used a lot of nature to kind of describe things of God. And there is something to nature that allows us just to kind of experience, you know, the depth and the weight and the richness of the scriptures when we're actually reading about like the grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And when you're staring at flowers and grass that is dying, you're like, yeah, there's like a different dimension.
It brings it to life.
Yeah. Now, when we were out in Utah, we got to hang out, spend time with our kids. So family time was important when we were out there. What were some of the things that you enjoyed as a family as we were out there, as we spent family time together?
I think riding, when we went to a little creek and the kids swam around, and then we had to get back to the house. And we all four of us, because we're not very big people, we all fit on an ATV, all four of us together, and we rode back. And that was a special moment of, we're all together, we're outside, we're connecting, we're playing. And it was just a moment that you don't want to end.
Right.
You didn't want to, you don't want to forget it, you don't want it to end, you just want to freeze it right there for just a little bit longer, just to hold on to it. But that was a sweet moment for me.
Yeah, I think any moment where you kind of are your family together and it's just you without distractions around you, without the busyness of either work or interruptions, like those are memories that kids and we, I mean, even spouses, like we're gonna remember for a long time to come. It's like when you go back to like, I just remember that moment when it was just us. So encouragement is, you know, make sure that you're carving out time for that. For us, when we were out there, it's really important for us to spend one-on-one time with our kids. And so we both got to do that, got to take them on long hikes or walks and have conversation with them about the spiritual things of life, the actual life, like what's important, who is the Lord. And I wanted to bring up one thing we did. We ended our entire trip
very last night,
because it's so dark out in Hatch, Utah, where when we looked up into the sky at night, it was late at night, we drove the car, parked the car, turned off the lights, pulled the kids out of the car, they looked out the window. We stared up into the sky, and it was so dark that we could actually see the Milky Way galaxy. And I'll tell you, I have, I have an 11-year-old daughter and a 6-year-old boy. And I think that you want to spur on conversations about God, really with anybody, but even with children, is take them to a place where when you look up into the heavens, as the scriptures would talk about, where you start just really asking those questions in your head. And those are the questions that come to mind, even for kids and for our kids as well, is when you look up into the stars and they were like glistening and shining, and it really looked like they were, it was glitter across the sky and it was just sparkling. And it just reminds me of like the verse of, you know, it's like the heavens declare the glory of God.
Yeah.
You know, it's the picture book of what we're really we're supposed to be looking at those things as we read these words. So
one of the kids, I don't remember which one said it, but one of them said, it's kind of scary because it was so big. And it was, and it's so true. It makes you feel so small when you realize how big the universe is, how big our God is, and you can feel that. We're this big.
So anyway, we want to have a conversation or just kind of talk about different issues in life, and we like to use nature as examples, as scripture does. So I want to read this verse. It's Jeremiah 17, 7 and 8. And I think it's very applicable to life and especially what we're going through right now. And it says this, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, when it sends out its roots by the river, and it will not fear when the heat comes, but its leaf will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. And I think the picture that is being painted here by the prophet Jeremiah is about a strong tree that's in the right spot, being fed by the stream, which we can take the biblical metaphor for the Spirit of God is that of water and stream and river, is the man that is connected to the Lord, that no matter how hard times get, that when you are connected to God's Spirit and God's Word, and that's really filling you up, you're not going to have to worry when hard times come. And we're kind of going through some hard times right now, right? Everybody is.
Absolutely.
But
those roots are going to go even deeper. I feel like when you're in the middle of a hard time or you're in the middle of a storm, what you cling to the most really defines you in a way, you know? And when you realize you're in the middle of it, of that storm, and you realize the only thing that matters is this right here and your family that's around you, you really have nothing else to fear.
Right.
You know, you have the Word of God, you have His promises in your life, and in the middle of that storm, it doesn't matter. That the house doesn't matter, the cars don't matter, the job doesn't matter, because you have the Lord, and He will always be there and guide you every step of the way. And I feel like in our marriage, we have seen that every single year, you can look back and you can... we can honestly say, who are we to question God?
Yeah.
His hand has been all throughout our marriage, all throughout our lives. And
Yeah, completely. Mm-hmm. So for us, as we go through this time, as a community together, community of families and people of refuge, may we remember that, you know, we are to be like a tree planted by the stream, right? And let's think about it like a stream of information. What is the stream of information in our life? You know, when you wake up in the morning and you hop on your phone, or you check your computer, or you pop on talk radio, or you pop on the news, and the stream of information that is coming into your mind, and unfortunately for some of us, it's kind of seeping its way into our hearts. There's a lot of negative information going, a lot of slander. There's a lot of gossip, slander, misinformation, accusations. There's a lot of fear that's being promoted during this time from many different angles. And that stream of information is not healthy. It's not good for the most part in many different ways. And we can become so consumed by it that we start desiring it. We start desiring to hear the gossip. We start desiring to hear the things of that guy's now on my team, or she's now on my team because they said this or that. And you know, that's not what's going to allow you to survive through this season or any season of life. When you wake up in the morning, when you go to bed at night, as you go about your day, this should sound familiar, Deuteronomy chapter 6, right? We are to meditate, we are to dwell, we are to contemplate, we are to think about the things that are above, about the things of the Lord. And what are the things of the Lord? They're His very nature. It is love, joy, peace, right? We are to pursue peace with each other, pursue peace with our friendships, and pursue love for everybody, no matter what their position is on specific subjects, right? And so that's the encouragement for today. If you guys have not gotten out in nature recently, I would encourage you to do so. I would encourage you to take some time to pick up your Bible. If you could go to the beach, go sit at sunset by yourself, read your Bible. Go take some quiet time. If you have the opportunity to get away for an evening or for a night, up to a remote location, please do so. Do some reflection. Put yourself in the place, in the picture book, in the places where, you know, the biblical authors kind of were when they were writing and when they were hearing from the Lord. And may we always remember to be people that trust deeply in the Lord, that we plant ourselves next to the stream of His Word and His Spirit. And may that fill our hearts and our minds in all that we do, and be a light during dark times. So.
Absolutely.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.